हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन स्वामी।
यस माता जी, यस वी कैन स्टार्ट द इंट्रोडक्शन। हरे कृष्णा, आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ अवर कृष्ण कथा मेला। एंड एज पार्ट ऑफ द कृष्ण कथा वी आर गोइंग टू हैव द स्टोरी ऑफ कृष्ण एंड दस मधुरा। एंड टू एनलर्जन ऑन दिस टॉपिक वी हैव विद अस हर ग्रेस छाया माता जी। हरे कृष्णा छाया माता जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ओबीसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज। थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर गिविंग योर वैल्यूबल एसोसिएशन एंड टाइम दिस मॉर्निंग एंड एनलाइटनिंग ऑन द टॉपिक। सो बिफोर माता जी हैंड ओवरिंग अ कॉल टू यू, आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू प्रीति माता जी फॉर ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन। प्रीति माता जी प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल। हरे कृष्णा।
Hare Krishna everyone, it's my great honor, my privilege and my pleasure to be introducing a wonderful person to all of you. This is Her Grace Chaya Mataji, our today's speaker. Her Grace Chaya Mataji is a sheltered disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. She came to Krishna consciousness through the association of Her Grace Lalitangi Mataji and she started studying Srila Prabhupada's books. She was an ophthalmologist by profession and she also practiced for quite some time. But her life transformed after serious reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. She started attending and hosting reading calls for adults in her neighborhood and also conducted several Bhagavad Gita classes for kids. Just through her kids program, she has distributed several sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. She continues to be a regular attendee of reading calls and she is known for her sweet, expressive narration from Srila Prabhupada's books. In Bhakti Sangha, though you don't see her much in front, Mataji is known for engaging all the attendees by reading the verses and purports if the speaker is delayed during the Srimad Bhagavatam class. She listens to all the Bhakti Sangha recordings every day. Her narration of various Prabhupada books are available on YouTube as an offering to her spiritual master, thanks to Vinita Mataji for uploading them regularly. She is extremely humble, down to earth, and one's heart would surely melt just by taking her association for a few minutes. The true success in any spiritual path is actually the transformation of one's heart. And this is very evident from Mataji's life. Srila Prabhupada's books have transformed her consciousness so much that her heart shines like a Vaidurya jewel. She has some incredible realizations and her talks are filled with potency to make anybody take up Krishna consciousness with utmost love and devotion. We are extremely fortunate to have such a person amidst us on the call today and she will be talking on Krishna entering Mathura and giving his mercy to the weaver, to the washerman and to the garland maker Sudama. So thank you so much, Chaya Mataji. You can now take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Vaishnavas are with a magnifying lens, I feel, all the time. See a small speck of good quality, you magnify it million times, unlimited times. Someday I hope I'll acquire all those qualities you said, Mataji. I'm nowhere there. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving this opportunity. I don't deserve to talk, but just to purify myself, I'm going to talk about this topic, this beautiful topic, Krishna enters Mathura. Before I start, I bow down to each of your lotus feet, each of you Vaishnavas' lotus feet, and beg for your mercy that I will speak in accord with Srila Prabhupada's words. I will not use any word of my own mental concoction. Please bless me that this happens for the next 20-25 minutes. This is very essential to me for a neophyte like me. I do not want to say anything out of my own mind here. So please bless me. I will start with Mangalacharan prayers. ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मिलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Grim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Paramanandam Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Shri Hare Krishna Matajis. So I'll start with the topic Krishna Enters Mathura. If I make any mistake anywhere, please stop me right there and correct me. This is for my own benefit. So, we all know Akrura is a very devoted Yadu. And King Kamsa, he wanted to get Lord Krishna and Lord Balarama to the city of Mathura so that he could kill them. That was Kamsa's cruel thought. And he, being a very intelligent diplomat, sends Akrura to get the lordships to Mathura. So Akrura comes to Vrindavan on the pretext of inviting them to attend a wrestling competition and also see the beauty of Mathura. Now Akrura is a pure Vaishnava. He enters Vrindavana in a very right and prayerful mood. And he offers beautiful prayers all along the way. And when he reaches Vrindavan, he is received very well by Nanda Maharaja and the two brothers. Now, externally, it may appear as though Akrura came to get Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram to Mathura. But internally, he has come totally to surrender himself to the Lord. And the Lord knows this. But in Kamsa's scheming mind, he is also sent a very new chariot, thinking that this chariot and the wrestling competition and the Dhanur Yajna, these things will lure the Lords to Mathura. So Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram decide to accompany Akrura to Mathura. So the next morning, as soon as the sun rose, Akrura finished his morning bath and got on the chariot with the two lords and started for Mathura. And Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men and boys, they also got into their bullock carts and wanted to follow Akrura. Now the Lord, accompanied by Balaram and Akrura, traveled in the new chariot in great speed. And very soon they reached the bank of Yamuna. Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram took their bath in the crystal clear water of Yamuna. And then they come back to the chariot and they took their seats there. Now Akrura then took the permission of the two lords to go take bath in the Yamuna. Now the lordships, they reveal a very great vision of opulence to Akrura. So as Akrura is immersing himself in the water, he first sees Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram in the water. Confused, he gets up. He gets out of the water and looks for the two boys and sees that the two boys are sitting on the chariot quietly. Now, again, he goes back to the river and dips himself in the water. And now he sees a beautiful vision. He sees all the Siddhas, Gandharvas, Charanas, many demigods, and they're all bowing down. They are bowing down to Lord Anantashesha. And Lord Anantashesha is dressed in bluish garments. He has thousands of hoods, which are all, and his thousands of mouths glorifying the Lord. And on the lap of Lord Anantashesha, Lord Krishna is lying down peacefully in his four-handed form. And the Lord looks extremely beautiful. And he is surrounded by the four Kumaras, Brahma, Shiva, Prahlad, Narada, so on. And they are all offering prayers. Now, Akrura sees this beautiful vision and starts rendering beautiful prayers to the Lord. And while he was offering these prayers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead suddenly disappeared from the water, exactly as an expert dramatic actor changes his dress and assumes his original feature. Akrura then got out of the water, finished the rest of his rituals, and went near the chariot. But his face is struck with wonder and amazement because he's seen such a glorious vision. And now Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram are 10-year-old boys. They're sitting quietly on the chariot. And the Lord very tauntingly asks Akrura, "Did you see something wonderful in the water or in the space?" And Akrura then replies, "My dear Lord, all wonderful things happening in this world are factually happening in your universal form. When I have seen you, what wonderful things have I not seen?" Saying this, Akrura then starts driving the chariot towards Mathura. Now, as the chariot is moving from Vrindavan to Mathura, there are many passers-by in the villages. And these passers-by, they gaze at the two lords. And they cannot stop gazing. The lords are so beautiful. The two lordships are so beautiful, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. They keep looking and looking till they move away from their sight. Now, in the meantime, Nanda Maharaja and all the cowherd men, they have reached Mathura by going through the forest. And though they left later than Akrura and they were just on bullock carts, they could reach Mathura quicker than Akrura. Akrura was delayed because of his vision. And now they have come to the outskirts of Mathura and they set up a camp in a garden at the entrance of Mathura. Upon reaching here, the lords get down and ask Akrura to go back home. They say that they will enter Mathura later, later with their cowherd friends. Now, he begs the lords to come to his home along with their friends. He says his house will be sanctified by the dust of their lotus feet. Now, Akrura is known for his beautiful prayers in the nine limbs of devotional service. And he renders beautiful prayers to the Lord. He says, he glorifies the Lord's lotus feet. He says, "Bali Maharaj has become famous simply by washing the Lord's lotus feet. And he enjoyed all the material opulences and later was elevated to the highest position of liberation." And he glorifies the water which is coming from the Lord's lotus feet, who is none other than Mother Ganges. He says, Mother Ganges, she purifies everyone, including the fire god, the forefathers, demigods, and the ancestors of Bhagiratha. They were sanctified by this Ganges. and they achieved heavenly planets after waiting for so many generations. And Lord Shiva, who is a Parama Vaishnava, he carries this mother Ganges on his head just because she comes from the Lord's lotus feet. So the Lord is very pleased on hearing these prayers. And he tells Akrura that I will surely come to your home with my elder brother, but this will happen only after I kill all the demons who are envious of the Yadu dynasty. Akrura was disappointed, but he goes to Kamsa and he informs of the arrival of Lord Krishna, and then he goes back home. Now, after Akrura's departure, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, they are just 10-year-old boys. So they go and request Nanda Maharaj if they can see the Mathura city. So they have come out of Vrindavan for the first time. And apparently Lord Krishna is seeing Mathura for the first time. But the Lord knows every nook and corner of this, of every universe. So now Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, along with all the cowherd boys, they enter the Mathura city. Now, this beauty and opulence of Mathura city is described by Shukadeva Goswami very, very nicely. He says, Mathura city is filled with tall gates, and the entrances of homes were made of crystal. The immense archways and main doors of were made of gold. Storehouses were made of copper and brass. The whole city was encircled by moats so that enemies could not easily enter. There were gorgeous orchards and gardens, and there were mansions with private pleasure gardens, all appearing symmetrical as if constructed by one engineer. The houses were decorated with they had nice compounds of trees bearing fruits and flowers. The corridors and verandas of the houses were decorated with silk cloth and expensive jewelry and pearls. The entrance doors of the houses were decorated with water pots filled with water. And over these water pots, there were lamps with different sizes. And there were banana and betel nut trees and flags around the pots. A mixture of water, yogurt, sandalwood pulp, and flowers were sprinkled all around the doors. So this entire city of Mathura was very regal and royal, and it showed majesty and grandeur compared to the houses of Vrindavan, which showed just simplicity and innocence, just like the Rajvasis. Now, as the lordships are walking on the streets of Mathura, more than the Lord is eager to see the city of Mathura, the people of Mathura are eager to see the Lord. Why is this? They are all pure Yadus and Rishnis, and they have heard so much about the glories of the Lord through the Vrindavan Vasis. The news of the pastimes of the lordships in Vrindavan would travel to Mathura, and they would hear these pastimes, and they were so attracted to the Lord. And hearing these glories again and again and again, they had surrendered themselves totally to the Lord. And this is just like the surrender of the Brahmana's wives. The Brahmana's wives were simple housewives, and they had not met Lord Krishna. They had surrendered, they had heard the glories of the Lord through the gopis, and they had surrendered themselves totally to Lord Krishna, and they were waiting patiently for him. And the Lord summons them. The Lord calls for them. How? By a simple message, he says, I am hungry, mothers, please give me some food. Because he knows these are simple housewives, and they cook lots of bhoga in their houses, and he wanted that food, that is all. So the Lord knows very well our capacity, and he will ask only for something which we can do within our limits. And by this he gets pleased. So this concept is reinforced again and again in this chapter. This beautiful chapter. So now the Lord is walking on the two lords are walking, as you can see in this beautiful picture, they are walking on the streets. And our Lord Krishna is the collection of all beauty, is the combination of all spiritual and all material beauty. He is the origin of all beauty. His body is the abode of all beauties. He is so attractive that the goddess of fortune is mesmerized and captivated by his beauty. And this Madhuradhipati is walking on the streets of Mathura and he is smiling sweetly. And now, how are these Mathura Vasis reacting to it? They are filled with eagerness and anticipation, and they have lots of lauliam or greed to see and serve the Lord. This greed has filled their hearts. And so these women of Mathura, they hurriedly go to see the two beautiful lords with their friends. And some of them eagerly climb the roof of their houses. And some ladies put on their clothes and ornaments backwards. And they were all getting dressed up for the Lord. And some women, they forget one earring. And some of them forget one ankle bell. And some of them apply makeup only to one eye. And in this way, in their eagerness, they forget themselves. Those who were taking their meals, they abandoned them. Others went out without finishing their bath. Mothers who were feeding their babies, they put their babies aside and just ran to see the most beautiful lordships. Now, as our Lord walks, he is smiling at the faces of the ladies of Mathura. But actually, what is the Lord thinking? He is searching for those faces which resemble the Vraja gopis. He is missing the gopis so badly and their memories are haunting him. And he knows very well that he will not go to Vrindavan for a very long time now. So he's looking if any face reminds him of those beautiful gopis here. But what is he doing to the Mathura ladies here? He is captivating their minds with his glances and he's creating a festival to their eyes with his transcendental body. Now these ladies, they talk among themselves, how fortunate are these Vrindavan women that they get to see this beauty, this beautiful form of the Lord every day. And they feel very honored that the Lord is sprinkling upon them the nectar of his glances and broad smiles. They took him to their hearts through their eyes and they embraced him, the embodiment of all ecstasy. Their bodily hair stood up and they forgot all their unlimited distress caused by his absence. And they reached the perfection of samadhi. These ladies rained flowers of showers, flowers of glances and smiles, filled with affection and anticipation. And all the passers-by, all the residents of Mathura, they started offering whatever they had in their houses to the Lord, whatever was within their capacity to the Lord. And Brahmanas came and they honored the two lords with yogurt, barley corns, garland, pots full of water, fragrant substances and other items of worship. Now we move on to the first story, the story of Washerman. Now, as the lords, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, they are passing through the streets of Mathura, they come across a washerman. Now, this washerman was a very famous washerman. He was the washerman of King Kamsa. He was very proud that he was the king's washerman. He washed all the clothes of Kamsa. He dyed those clothes too. He had new clothes also with him. And he had all colorful and expensive clothes. And he had lots of assistants and lots of donkeys with him who were serving him. And now Lord Krishna, who is totally self-satisfied, he's Atmarama. He wanted to give this washerman a chance. He comes and tells the washerman, please give suitable garments to us who certainly deserve them. If you grant this charity, you will undoubtedly receive the greatest benefit. Now, unfortunately, this washerman was a servant of Kamsa and he could not appreciate the demand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could have simply delivered the clothing to the Lord who promised him all good fortune. But due to his bad association, the sinful demon could not accept this offer. An opportunity to render service to Krishna is so, so rare. When the Supreme Lord accepts an offering from us, we feel so happy. And this is the real unlimited happiness. And this opportunity was given to the washerman personally by the Lord. And he was so unfortunate that he says no. And he blasphemes the two lords. In fact, this is the situation I am in. I chant the Lord's holy name every day. I do just do not appreciate his presence. And the washerman says, "You impudent boys, you are accustomed to roaming the mountains and forests, and yet you would dare put on such nice clothes? These are the king's clothes you are asking for. Fools, get out of here quickly. Don't beg like this if you want to stay alive. When someone is too bold, the king's men arrest him, and they beat him, and they kill him, and they take away all his property." These are the harsh, cruel words the washerman uses. So Krishna is never in need of anything, but by this request, he indicated that everyone should be ready to offer Krishna whatever he wants. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes and says that this is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. On hearing the washerman's words, Lord Krishna, and here Shukadeva Goswami addresses Lord Krishna as the son of Devaki. He became very angry, and he uses the tips of his little tender fingernails and strikes the washerman. With this, he beheads the washerman. The washerman's head is separated from the body. Anyways, I heard that anyways he had lost his head, so this was the right treatment for him. But what happens, the Lord liberates him and effulgence comes from the body of the washerman and enters the Lord's body. Now, both Kamsa and the washerman, they personally see the Lord's form, but they did not get the happiness. When do we get this happiness? When we are very sincere, when we sincerely offer whatever we have to the Lord, and then we understand this happiness, we get this happiness. They could not, unfortunately, enjoy this happiness. Now, why did the Lord give this severe punishment to the washerman? The external reason is Krishna, he asks very politely to the washerman for clothes. And in turn, the washerman, puffed up with pride, with great neglect and anger, spoke very rudely to the Lord. Now, the Lord is playing the role of Kshatriya. That's why he was addressed as the son of Devaki there. And Kshatriyas do not tolerate insult. This was the external reason. The other reason is the washerman in his previous life was also a washerman in the city of Ayodhya in Treta Yuga. And he was the cause for the separation of the Lord Ramachandra from Mother Sita Devi. We all know the story when the washerman's wife spends a night elsewhere and she comes back to him. He accuses her and says that I am not Lord Ramachandra to accept you again. And Lord Ramachandra, just so that in future the lusty kings will not follow him and develop some illicit relationships, he sends Mother Sita back to the forest. So now, the Lord punishes the washerman for his mistake, and then liberates him from his demonic life. Actually, this washerman, for thousands of births, he had performed austerities to see God. But when the Lord personally came to fulfill his desire, due to his association with Kamsa, he failed to recognize the Lord. So this is such a big misfortune. And the Lord kills the washerman effortlessly as he is omnipotent. Now the Lord, both the Lords, they pick up clothes from this pile and they choose garments which please them. And Lord Krishna puts on Kamsa's garments. And they also gave clothes. They also distributed some clothes to their cowherd friends. And then they leave the rest of the clothes in the pile and they proceed their journey. Now we move on to the second story, which is the story of the weaver. So here, as the Lords, they are walking on the streets of Mathura, a weaver comes forward. Now this weaver, like many other Mathuravasis, due to fear of Kamsa, had never gone to Vrindavan and seen the Lord personally. But he had heard a lot of glories of the Lord, and he had spontaneously developed so much of affection for the Lord. So as soon as he sees the Lord, he's filled with love and he chooses the best of his clothes and he makes ornaments out of them. And he studs them with jewels and he makes beautiful ornaments out of them. He makes bracelets, he makes earrings, and he offers these ornaments to both the lords. And they look just like jewels. Now both Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram look resplendent, each in his own unique, wonderfully ornamented outfit. They resemble young elephants dressed with colored clothing on the full moon day and dark moon day. Lord Krishna was very pleased with the weaver. He gave him Sarupya Mukti. So the weaver, after this life, he would assume the form of just like those cowherd boys. And he also gave him extra benedictions. He said, as long as the weaver lives in this material world, he would enjoy supreme opulence, physical strength, influence, memory, sensory vigor. So by this incident, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna proves that Krishna conscious devotees will not lack material enjoyment of sense gratification. They will have sufficient opportunity for such things. And after leaving this body, they will be allowed to enter the spiritual planet. Now, why did the weaver offer cloth ornaments and not ornaments made of silver or gold? One, it was his capacity to just offer these clothes and the Lord accepts them. Two, the weaver was thinking so sincerely that he knew that the Lord is going to go to the wrestling arena in some time and start his wrestling match. So if he put on ornaments made of metal, it might poke and hurt the Lord. So this is how sincere devotees think. Now, this weaver in his previous life was a tailor again, and he used to live in the city of Mithila, again in Treta Yuga. And he had the opportunity to stitch clothes for Lord Rama and Lord Lakshmana on their wedding day. Now, the tailor was very, very happy when he got this opportunity. And while stitching those clothes, spontaneously he developed a desire. He thought, I am stitching these clothes for their lordships. If only I had an opportunity to decorate them with my own hands. Now, this desire, which he developed in Treta Yuga, was fulfilled in Dwapara Yuga. So, devotees wait very patiently for the Lord to reciprocate with their desires. And indeed, he waited long enough to get the special mercy of Sarupya Mukti. Now, as the Lord... the order of dressing the deity is first we put on beautiful garments to him and then ornaments and then we put on beautiful garlands, then sandalwood pulp is offered to him. So this order of decoration of the Lord is happening on the streets of Mathura. Now we move on to the last story. This is the story of Sudama, the garland maker. Now the lordships are dressed very nicely. They have beautiful garments. They have beautiful jewelry. And they are walking on the streets of Mathura. And Lord Krishna personally asks for one person's name. He goes to these Mathura residents and he asks, where is the house of Sudama the florist? And they all point to one house. And the Lord goes to that house. Now the entire city of Mathura is out looking at the Lord's. But this florist, he's a very sincere devotee of the Lord. He has actually seen the Lord's. He has so much of love for the Lord's that on the pretext of collecting very nice flowers for his garland, he would go to Vrindavan forests and there he would hide and see the Lord. And he would even offer some flowers silently to the Lord when he would do that. So now he knows what he's going to get. And he is like making beautiful garlands and ready to offer it to the Lord. He is very sincerely making the garlands and the Lord enters his house. And when he sees the Lord personally standing in front of his house, he falls flat on the ground. In fact, I heard that the Lord, the florist's house is very small and the Lord has already entered the house. There is so little space that Sudhama could not even offer complete dandavat. He gives half dandavat and then the Lord picks him up and embraces him. Now, Sudhama offers seats to both the Lords and also to all their friends, and then he bathes their feet nicely, worships them with arghya, garland, betel nuts, sandalwood paste. And with this welcome, the Lord is very pleased. Sudhama also offers very humble prayers to the Lord. He says, "My dear Lord, because you have come to my place, all my forefathers and my worshipable superiors like demigods and sages, they are all pleased and delivered. You two Lords are the ultimate cause of this entire universe. For the benefit of residents of this earthly planet, you have appeared with your plenary portion to give protection to your devotees and annihilate the demons. You are the super soul and you are equally disposed as friend to all the living entities, yet you reciprocate with your devotees' loving worship. Please order me, your servant, to do whatever you wish." So this way, Sudhama offers beautiful prayers. And with these prayers, he could actually understand what the Lords want. So he presented them with two exquisite garlands of various fresh, fragrant flowers. In fact, the flowers were so fresh and fragrant that honeybees were still lingering on those flowers. And these were the best garlands he had. So now the Lord wants only a flower garland from the garland maker. He will always want us to serve him within our capacity. So we offer what we are able to do with the best of devotion and sincerity. And what were Sudhama's thoughts when he was offering this garland? He was thinking, "Oh Krishna, you are so merciful. You are so kind that you are accepting this small, insignificant offering from me." So and then Sudhama did another wonderful thing to please the Lord. He picked all the best of the garlands he had and he honored all the cowherd friends of the Lord. So we can easily please Krishna by pleasing those whom Krishna loves. So the two Lords were very pleased with Sudhama by this. And Sudhama had surrendered himself totally to the Lord and he was bowing down before them. And they said, "Ask for whatever benedictions you want." Sudhama gave Krishna practically everything he had, and in turn the Lord gives him any benediction. But this Sudhama was a very, very intelligent devotee. He chose three benedictions from the Lord. One was unshakable, unflinching devotion to the Lord, friendship with his devotees, and third, transcendental compassion for all living beings. Not only did the Lord grant Sudhama these benedictions, but he also awarded him strength, long life, fame, beauty, and ever-increasing prosperity for his family. Now, Srila Prabhupada explains Jivadaya. He says, a devotee of the Lord in Krishna consciousness should not be satisfied simply by his own advancement in devotional service. He must be willing to work for the welfare of others. Whatever benefits Vaishnavas derive from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as benediction, they want to distribute to all other people. That is the greatest of all humanitarian activities. Now, Akrura is also a very pure devotee of the Lord, and he personally invites the Lord to his house. The Lord says, "I will come back later." But the Lord personally went in search of Sudhama's house. Why is this? Because Sudhama in his past life was a florist again, and his name was Hemamali. He was working in the Chitraratha garden of Kuvera. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. And he worshipped Lord Shiva, who is a Parama Vaishnava, every day with 300 lotus flowers for 5,000 years. And when Lord Shiva, who is Ashutosha, he gets pleased very easily. He got pleased with this worship and he appeared before Hemamali. Then Hemamali told him that his heart longs to receive Lord Krishna in his heart, in his house, and offer him flower garlands. So now Lord Shiva says, whoever is surrendered to Lord Krishna is very dear to me. And he grants this boon to Himamali. And now to fulfill this benediction of that Parama Vaishnava, the Lord, who treats Shiva like his own best friend, personally went to Sudama's house. So to conclude, Matajis, the Lord is hard as a thunderbolt for those who defy him and as soft as a rose for those who surrender to him. Therefore, it is clear that in our own self-interest, we should all sincerely surrender to Lord Krishna. When we voluntarily, lovingly offer our possessions to the Lord and he accepts it, we become the most fortunate and we gain the most. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna Matajis. Please forgive me for any offenses I made and please correct and add Matajis. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Chaya Mataji. That was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful session. Very meditative. I love the lessons you spoke about. I was just pondering over a few things. One thing is you were talking about how Krishna just gives us a service that we are capable of doing. I mean, he knows what we can do. And based on that, he gives a service, which is so true. And you quoted the wives of the Brahmanas that they were cooking so nicely. They were able to serve Krishna in that way, in their capacity, right? And then the consciousness of the weaver was simply amazing. He was worried about, you know, this is what he wanted to give. He wanted to give clothes and he didn't want to give silver studded jewelry or because it might be hurting the Lord. So that kind of consciousness, I think a lot of people who do deity worship also, they think about these things when they are decorating the deities, that the deity should be comfortable in whatever clothing they are. So I thought that was also a very, very beautiful point. And then how his desire got fulfilled, his previous life, that was also so nicely told Mataji that he was actually having the specific desire to personally offer and dress the Lord, though he was a weaver in his past birth. That was really beautiful. I was just imagining how nice the Lord is. And how far he goes to please his devotee. That is so beautiful. And also how the other thing was finally the Sudama weaver, I mean the Sudama garland maker, his life also, it was so nice to hear about how he was doing service to the Parama Vaishnava and he was finally given the service to the Lord. So beautiful, Mataji, really wonderful realizations. And I think the order of the dressing, like as he's entering Mathura and the different things that he goes through and how you dress the deity also in a similar order, that is also very beautiful. And I think you yourself mentioned earlier that finally it ends with Chandan, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing, first it is, very beautiful, Kashaya Mataji. And as you're speaking, I can really see the involvement you are relishing it and bringing it in front of our eyes. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. I could not have done it without you. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Chaya, Mataji. That was enthralling. You have a natural gift, a story. I could feel you in the story. As you were there, you were watching as Krishna was coming into it, and you just brought us all into that pastime. It was beautiful. As Prithivadasini Mataji was saying, each of the different devotees was exhibiting a different relationship, a different aspect of devotional service. And a couple of things, the same things that Prithivadasini Mataji was explaining about how the weaver was thoughtful about Krishna's, you know, not being hurt. And then serving the devotees, how the Sudama, by giving not only to Krishna, but then to the gopas, to the flowers, he was pleasing Krishna. So each of the different people, it seemed, were exhibiting not only devotional service, but also different aspects like the thoughtfulness of serving the Lord and then taking care of his devotees. And ultimately, when you were talking about the relationship between Shiva and Vishnu, how Shiva gives us Vishnu and Krishna, in order to honor his devotees, Parama Vaishnava, he grants that desire. So just that beautiful relationship between them two, it just goes to show the depth of each of these devotees. So thank you so very, very much. It was beautiful. And I missed the first couple of minutes, so I'm going to listen to the first couple of minutes, but I just got into it. So thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Glory to Srila Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Hi, Mataji. So beautiful class. Thank you so much, Mataji. And like Panitri Mataji was saying, you were so involved in pastime. I was also feeling same thing, you know, how you were describing all the pastime in detail. It went to heart, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna Mataji. Okay, Mataji. Sukhasagre, Mataji. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Chaya, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. What a beautiful class, Mataji. We could see in front of our eyes Krishna coming to Mathura. How Akura was, you know, commenting to Krishna that, you know, everything in the world, what not to happen in the water, right? He knows everything. How, you know, how Akura was feeling bad, like, you know, because he was not coming to his house, but he's going to Kamsa, and how the Rajavasis already reached, they already set up the tent, and now Krishna is coming. Everything, Mataji, the sequence was so nice. I could see everything in front of my eyes. Your voice is very sweet as usual. You narrate it very nicely, as the Panishari Lakshmi Mataji is saying, you are seeing, so you can say that very clearly and very nicely. So picturizing, Mataji, in front of my eyes, I could see everything, movies running. Thank you, Mataji. And I really like what Preeti Mataji was saying also, right? How that the person who is making the dress is like very careful that, no, it is not going to hurt the Krishna. I remember my neighbor in Birmingham, first time when I met the Krishna devotees, before I never had any association of devotees. She is alone living and she has a Ladu Gopal. And she used to take care of her Ladu Gopal very, very nicely, as like, you know, like a baby. She used to, like, you know, Mataji, you know, touch slowly, Mataji. Krishna might get hurt. I was like, oh my God, when will I get this kind of, you know, when I touch the deity, when will I get that? I remember her today. Thank you for remembering her, Mataji, because that was the first interaction closely with the devotees. Before and all, I never had a devotee association. So I saw that how the mood of a devotee will be when touching the deity, and how when you put them to sleep, you just remove all the clothes and make them nice bed and make them sleep so that deities are comfortable. And that all we can see that the mood also, how he was offering to Krishna. And very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. And thank you for the slideshow by Preeti Mataji was showing it. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Help me, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Very beautiful, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Chaya Mataji. What a beautiful class. So wonderful. And how, I mean, each and every point you explained in that, and also the reason behind you know, who is the weaver in the external reason and the internal reason, and why Krishna did this. And the florist being the devotee of Lord Shiva, who is very, very dear to Krishna. And that's why Krishna went to his house to take the his offering. So wonderful, Mataji. Such a, I mean, as Vinita Mataji said, we can pictureize there, and then you're taking us there directly by you being there. You're so absorbed and you're narrating with such emotions that it connects to us and, you know, transports us there. Thank you so much, Mataji. Wonderful class. And please, you know, give your association often again. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. If I'm here today, even a little bit in Krishna consciousness, it's because of you, Mataji.
Oh, no, I didn't do anything, Mataji. Your interest in studying Srila Prabhupada's books so scrutinizingly, and I mean, I should say that I haven't met many people. I mean, few are there who studies, underlines and asks, what does this mean? From all the small books to Esa Upanishad to Chant and Be Happy, coming back. And I think you're still reading, right, in the morning call last 4 or 5 years.
You finished Leelamrita, the big volume, 2 times on your own, and wonderful. That is what, Mataji, you are, you know, your dedication to Srila Prabhupada's books and the dedication to serve Guru Maharaj. I am happy to be just an instrument, and I am being inspired by you. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Then what pronounce?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't able to see you. Mataji, such a beautiful class. Actually, I'm listening to you for the first time. And the pastimes which you described were so great, so awesome. And actually, I have not read so much about them. So it was, you know, kind of, it was very, very satisfying and pleasing for me to hear those pastimes from you, Mataji. Please do give your association more often, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Very beautiful class, Mataji. I agree with all the Matajis, whatever they said. Very beautiful. And I logged in a little late, but your expressions is what, you know, according to me was so nice, because whenever we meet you, we see your ecstasy. And like how we know recently how Chandramouli Maharaj also said that in all the people who were there in 3-4 days program, every time he said that you were the only one totally absorbed in all the classes. And we could see that time also. And even now I could see that, you know, you had so much ecstasy while narrating all the pastimes. And that was something very precious, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Guru Maharaj.
Glory to Srila Prabhupada. We are so happy to know you, Mataji, and have you back in Charlotte.
Okay, I'm very happy to be back with you all.
Hare Krishna Chaya, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Was someone else trying to speak? Okay. Yeah. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. So happy to hear from you, Mataji. Your summaries and your classes are so beautiful, because just like what everyone is saying, you're really seeing the pastime and you're narrating it to us so beautifully. You have such a wonderful voice, and the way you narrate it is also so wonderful. You know, I was really caught by the point where you're saying that Krishna is looking at everyone to see, okay, if he can relate to any of the faces of the gopis in Vrindavan. That was so sweet. So very, very, you have very wonderful realizations, and like what you said, you stick to Srila Prabhupada so sincerely, and lots to learn from you, Mataji. I'm very happy to be in your association. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Beautiful class. Very beautiful.
Those points are from His Grace Gaurang Darshan Prabhuji's class, and he also gave an article on Back to Godhead. So from there I took, Mataji.
Very nice, Mataji. Your Lalitangi Mataji has trained you all so wonderfully that you all learn the scriptures so thoroughly. Hari Bol, all glories to you, all of you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Chaya Mataji. Wonderful, wonderful class as always. I have heard your classes so many times. I was actually waiting for your class when Mataji is going to give class. So nice, Mataji. You are, you know, totally absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam all the time. You always read Srimad Bhagavatam and you know everything. Even your son knows everything. So nice realization and so much ecstasy, you know. Thank you so much. Give your association more often, Mataji.
It's all blessings of devotees like you, Mataji. If I said something, it's all your blessings. Actually, I don't know anything.
No. You are so humble, you know. That's why.
Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga, यस माता जी, जब आप लीला सुना रहे थे तो वो हम देख पाते थे, ये मटेरियलाइज तो क्वालिफाइड नहीं है माता जी, बट वी कैन, वो आप इतनी पोटेंसी थी कि हम देख पाते थे, और यू आर पासिंग में बी कर्व कोल, और फिर भी बहुत डिटर्मिनेशन से आपने क्लास लिया माता जी। धन्यवाद प्रणाम, कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद प्रणाम टू योर सिंसर सेवा श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जी। ऑल द स्लाइड्स एंड ऑल द डिटेल्स माता जी यू एक्सप्लेन। जय जय नित्यानंद, जय जय गौरांगा, हरि हरि गौरांगा, कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद प्रणाम माता जी योर सिंसर सेवा। Every 15 days or every week, whatever the senior Vaishnava is, guide you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Vanda Gopika Mataji. Please bless us. I'm just a very, very insignificant straw. Please bless me, Mataji, that I'll progress even a little in Krishna consciousness. Thank you.
Mataji, you are already blessed by H.J. Pataka Maharaj, all our Guru Parampara, Six Goswami, H.J. Lalitangi Gopi, Hari Hari Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Chaya Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Mataji, it's like my good fortune, Mataji, to meet you in person, to listen to your class, to attend your class. Especially I see you in Guru Maharaj class, Mataji. You are like a symbol of humbleness and surrenderness to our Guru Maharaj.
Jaya Mataji, such a beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. As everyone said, yes, we can visualize the way you are explaining the past tense and everything. So blessed to have your association, Mataji, like your humbleness and everything shows like how kind you are. Have to learn so much from you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Mataji, I'm nothing. Please bless me, Mataji, that I can progress. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Guru Maharaj, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Sorry, Chaya Mataji, I got some disturbances. Sorry. This is my first time, Mataji, being in your class and seeing you, and I can see your purity, sincerity, and love for Krishna Katha, Mataji. We can see all in your classes, Mataji. Such a pure class, Mataji. I never heard this kind of class. So touching to heart, Mataji. My sincere request, please give your association. Every time, Mataji, by your presence, I can purify. I can grow, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this very, very pure class, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I feel very happy to see you, Mataji. Whenever I see in Guru Maharaj call, I was wondering, is there any person like Chaya Mataji, so humble, so surrendered in this age also? Every time I think of you, Mataji. Which planet Mataji came from? Such a humble Mataji, such a humble gesture you have for our Guru Maharaj. Wonderful Mataji. At least I can get at least 1% of your qualities, Mataji.
Oh, Mataji, I am nothing, Mataji. Nothing. It's all your eyes are pure. You're seeing something, Mataji. It's not in me.
Again, you're humble, Mataji. So nice, so sweet, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Please bless
thank
me.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Please bless me, Mataji. That's all. Thank you, Mataji.
I need all your prayers and blessings, Mataji. Dear devotees, anybody have any questions for Mataji or realizations for Mataji? Mataji, I think there are some chat questions. Mataji, I'll read for you messages. Let me see. Lakshmi Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you very much for such a wonderful class. Happy to have your association today. Jai Sachinandana, Hare Krishna. Shivani Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thanks for a wonderful class and your wonderful association. Hari Bol, Shivani Mataji.
Okay.
And Sukha Sagari Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, beautiful class. I am listening first time to you. Please give more of your association. Thanks, Hare Krishna. Vrinda Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, very beautiful class. I heard you first time and like your introduction said, your humility reflects in your talk. So nice to hear so many potential speakers during this session, and you are definitely one of them. Beautiful stories and narrated so beautifully. Jais, these are some of the beautiful messages for your class, Mataji. Jai. It's a great honor to be reading all these messages for you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Mataji. Glories to Srila Guru Maharaj.
Yes, Mataji. Yes. So, dear devotees, anybody have any realizations to Mataji? Or shall we end the call here?
Hare Krishna Mataji, my sister, thank you so much for your association and for your class. Dhanyavad Pranam Mataji.
Dhanyavad Pranam Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Mataji. So, with your permission, Mataji, so we can end the call. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Krishna Katha Mela Ki Jai Har Grace Chaya Mataji Ki Jai Jai. Wonderful Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.